I'm at the Scouting Combine with draft analyst Tony Pauline. Tony, what's available at positions of need for the Packers? Let's start with inside linebacker.
A thin class. I mean, you're looking at two guys at the top, Denzel Perryman of Miami of Florida, Kendricks of UCLA, but both of those guys are under 6 foot. Kid like by name of Stephon Anthony of Clemson, probably a third-round pick, three-down defender, has got better size, but doesn't have that same explosion. But under the radar, I think that's a place where if the Packers want an inside linebacker, they can look to Anthony from Clemson in round three.
What about McKinney of Mississippi State?
Yeah, he's maybe a late first round, early second round choice. I don't know that he's a prototypical 3-4 inside linebacker. I actually think he's going to be a very good outside linebacker. He's a guy who's very good up the field, forces the action, can also play back off the line of space. I mean, maybe that's a guy they project to the inside. I think he's going to have more impact on the outside, though.
Okay, the Packers have a couple of cornerbacks that are headed for free agency. What's the cornerback class like?
It's probably thinner than the inside linebacker class. I mean, you've got some good guys at the top, like Trey Waynes of Michigan State. He's a phenomenal athlete. I expect him to work out well here. He's going to be a first-round pick. Marcus Peters of Washington, guy who's got great ball skills, very productive, but has off-the-field issues, was basically dismissed from the Washington program midway through the season, so there's some red flags there. Overall, the cornerback class, you're not going to get a lot of big, tall cornerbacks in here. Golston of Mississippi, a third-round pick. White of TCU, a later-round pick. Those guys are all under 6 foot, so it's not a very deep cornerback class, not a lot of quality at the top either.
Who so far have hit home runs in the workouts?
I think what I saw today from Jameis Winston, I was very impressed with, and I was not a Jameis Winston backer. I liked Marcus Mariota, but I think he did really well. He was on the money with all his throws, showed great speed, great velocity. I think Kevin White of West Virginia also hit a home run today, ran much faster than expected in the 4.3s. Terrific receiver, but answered the questions about his speed. So those two guys, I think, did very well.
Running back is the depth, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to be able to get good running backs through the third, fourth round. You'll be able to get some feature runners, some situational ball carriers. I think guys that can produce as rookies in the NFL.
That's Tony Pauline at the Scouting Combine.